brings us to 16 minutes after 3. It is the lunch show with myself, Setu. And every single Wednesday at this time, we have someone special from the IT department coming in. We have Tian in studio right now talking all things IT.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Tian, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Also good, thank you.
It's good being back.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while. Hey?
It's been like 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, we had a holiday week. It's like 3 weeks now.
You
yeah.
left me for 2 weeks. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm good. It's good to be back. Listen, so we've got some interesting news this week. There's a Cape Town-based marketing company. I'm not allowed to mention the name, but they're Cape Town-based marketing company.
I was so excited when you told me about this.
And they created... It actually took like 3 weeks on paper, from 3 weeks to actually practical fruition. 3 weeks from paper idea to practical fruition. But they created the first holographic selfie booth. Now, that sounds funny, right? We know selfie booths. It's like, you remember the old photo booths where you could go in and get the strip of... Okay, now...
Which these is the days, coolest, yeah.
Okay, these days you've got selfie booths where you can go in and... You know, you get like at the V&A, you go and stand and there's a thing that takes a picture and then you can bump it up to Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Now, these guys created a holographic selfie booth. You can go in, record yourself for 15 seconds. This pumps out a format of holographic video quality, which you can then run on some of the newer smartphones like the Galaxies and the S range of smartphones. And you get a little sort of a little plastic thing that you can pop onto the screen of the phone, and suddenly you've got a hologram. Ooh. A 3D hologram. So this was quite nice. You could make like jingles, you could make a welcome greeting to your mom or whatever you want to do. Mm. And they're the first guys that did it. And what's quite interesting about it, how they did it, is the first time ever that they... This is the real big thing in IT, right? It's holographic. Yeah, sure, that's cool and all. It's 3D. It's lovely because you don't have to wear goggles. And that's the nice thing about holograms. You don't have to wear goggles. It's sort of mind play angles. Mm. The big thing is they use a different data sort of format. They've got it down to a very small size for a very high quality video. And that's the big breakthrough. All right.
How much are they charging people for this?
That was free, man. Come on, that was free because it's so cool. So that's quite cool. So look at that. Apparently, within the next look, there'll be another computer convention later this year. And all over Cape Town, this thing will just pop up randomly. It'll be like a random photo booth. So watch out, especially in some of the big, like the malls and the centers and that. It's going to pop up, just you can use it free of charge.
Listen, Tian, I see you have the inside scoop on this. I need to know about this before
all
it happens.
All I can say is watch the Twitter feed.
Okay,
so
I will do that.
We'll make sure that we hand out the Twitter at the end. Just make sure you watch the tag. And then, okay, moving on. So CNBC in America, they're a big television company. Yeah. Like they do massive amount of stuff. They do movies and all that jazz. So they had, can you believe it, 2016, they still made a mistake when it comes to passwords. Can you believe this? We've mentioned this so many times. Please do not give your password out to anyone or anything that asks us other than the people that you already trust.
Yikes, eh? This is the second thing that they've done this year.
Yeah, I know. They've just not had a very good spin. So what they did is last week, they had on the website one of those sticker boxes where it says, look, do you want to find out if your password is strong enough? Type it in here.
And people did,
that's fine. That would have been fine, except that on the background, at the back end, CNBC never encrypted those passwords. And they went and saved it in a Google Drive of someone's personal Google Drive.
You're
so basically,
me.
They've got a few random 1,000 passwords that's not encrypted that hackers could easily swoop on and just try brute force to use those passwords against some of the employees that work at CNBC that also
Goodness.
Try it. Come now. Okay, so this brings me to my topic, password control. Please. It's almost that time of the year. A lot of you guys coming from the week off just before the June exams and that, it's password change time, right?
Yeah, it is.
So please make sure your password must be between 8 and 32 characters. It has to have...
32, you see.
8 or 32. So I normally tell people, if you can remember a certain sentence or idiom or whatever, do it. Do it. Use a sentence. It's the best password. You'll never get by it.
Tian, I'll be honest with you though. Changing passwords is a scary time for me because if I have a password, I just want to remember that one password for the rest of my life. I don't want to change it again.
So here's the golden rule when you're on campus.
Yes.
Anything that uses a password that's got your Outlook on it or it's got your email on it or whatever, your Facebook, whatever, shut that down, switch the data off, shut the device down, right? Make sure you're not logged on everywhere, anywhere, nada. Then simply get onto a PC, which you can log onto. That's fine because you're a student, right?
Yes.
And get onto the user ADM site and change your password. That'll sync all your passwords globally.
Is it?
Yeah, not your Facebook. I'm talking all your Stellenbosch stuff, all your Marty stuff, right? That'll sync all your stuff and then put your devices back on. Please don't do it while your device is on the net or using your account in your Outlook, because then it won't sync.
Oh.
Okay, then you're going to get problems.
Yes,
okay.
So then I'm going to call Tian. Tian, what's happening
exactly
with my password?
So make sure you can't have your name in any part of your password, okay? So we know what your name is and you see the number. Please don't use any part of your name.
But it's an easy
password. Please don't use your birth date. Please don't use your dog's name or your mom's name. Because that's easy enough to find. If I know you said to, and I go and check on Facebook, I can get your dog's name. True. I can probably get your mom's name. Please don't use that.
Mm.
Okay? So, moving on. So, it's capitals, it's letters, it's any punctuation marks between 8 and 32 characters.
Got it.
Lastly, okay, this is the big thing. Launch Lab has a competition running, a challenge running for great ideas once every semester. This semester, they've got two challenges running.
Mm-hmm.
The first challenge being a multi-choice entrepreneurial challenge. And please make sure you go and visit their website or go and visit them. This has a prize pool of 100,000 Rand, which you can have win a share of. The second challenge is the Launch Lab General Ideas Challenge, where you can win a share of more than 150,000 Rand. So what are these challenges about? Quickly,
yes.
The multi-choice is about good ideas, whether it's in the form of consumption, production, processing, distribution of future media.
Mm.
All right, so if you've got any good ideas, business solid good ideas, get a hold of these papers, go to Launch Lab or go on their website, get yourself written into this competition, this challenge for the multi-choice media innovation challenge. The second challenge is the Launch Lab General Idea Challenge, and they're looking at fintech and big data, clean tech technology, agri-tech and food, EduCheck, which is educational technology,
yes,
and exceptional ideas. Okay, now there's a prize pool of 150,000 Rand.
So is there an age limit to this? Do I have to be a certain age to enter? What are the specifics?
Look, I won't say there's an age limit, but remember, there's no better time as now.
True.
Okay? Mm. Doesn't really matter with the age. As long as you're affiliated here, please take part. Mm. Right? And we know we're all students or staff. Please take part. It's worth a try. Launch Lab will help you all through the steps. It's challenges. There's business challenges. If it's a good idea, you can end up creating your own company and employing people and having a good life.
That is incredible. And you know what? 150,000 Rand sounds really good to me.
The price of that, I mean, that's huge. Okay, so online submissions close by the 25th of April. So you've got more than enough time to do something still.
Mm-hmm.
And if either get me on Twitter or get Launch Lab, they're also on Twitter,
mm-hmm,
or go to the website or just stand in the road plan and cry. Help. Someone will help you. Okay. All right, so we'll get to you. We'll help you out. We'll get you sorted.
Talking about Twitter, Tian, where can people find you on Twitter?
So it's Tian_IT,
mm-hmm,
or you can find us at Stellenbosch IT Stellen Uni, at IT Stellen Uni.
Definitely.
And if you want to get a hold of the IT department, if you want to follow me, that's Tian_IT, and make sure you'll have a look at there as well, because I might know where the holographic selfie booth is going.
Ooh, yeah, I'm all about that. So I'm going to be following you on Twitter right away. Thank you so much, Tian. I'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, awesomeness.
Thank you so much.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.